Welcome to another opportunity to learn more about the Holy Love message in an interview with Donna Marine Kyle. My name is Judy Heinickel, and I'm a missionary servant of Holy Love. Tonight's topic is going to be, Why Be Holy? And we'd like to begin with a prayer. Don, would you like to lead us?
Prayer this evening is prayer for humility. Dear Jesus, recreate my heart today in humility. Let my every thought, word, and deed be for your greater honor and glory, never my own. Show me the areas of pride in my life and help me to overcome my pride. I ask this in your most holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, Don. Now, the message being a holy love message, personal holiness is actually the thrust of the entire message. We could probably pull every message we received, and it would be about personal holiness. But Blessed Mother in particular has asked for personal holiness through these messages and has constantly instructed us on how to live in personal holiness. And now Jesus, in giving us so many messages about virtues, is clearly being very direct to us about how to pursue personal holiness. So more than anything else, the Holy Love message is just that. Why should we be holy? Maureen, did you have something you'd like to share with us about that?
Yes, Judy. Holy love, as we know, is the two great commandments of love that God or Jesus gave us when he was on earth. Love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 2, we read, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And in John 15, verse 10, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." So we see from Scripture that we have a tremendous responsibility to be holy, but we must desire this. It must come from our heart. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, we read, "You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And in John chapter 4, verse 16, "God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." If God is love, and we are to be perfect as God is perfect, then it follows that we must be perfected in the law of love.
Well, the law of love is certainly the one that's going to lead us to personal holiness. To go right on from John and the various quotes that you've given, Blessed Mother has often described to us the New Jerusalem and what we're really aiming at, what we're going towards. And there are a couple quotes here that specifically have to do with holiness and what things will be like in the New Jerusalem. So before we delve into the difficulties of, on a daily basis, pursuing holiness, it might be nice to have a picture of what our reward will be. On February 28th of 98, Blessed Mother said, "I wish to describe to you now the kingdom to come, the New Jerusalem. When my son returns, all people will be united, and they will be reconciled with God. All will live in holy love. There will be no more fear. Prayer will be a staple of life. Love will be magnified in the environment, which will be stable and consistent, reflecting in love that is in hearts. Mankind will return to a simplistic existence, since sophistication will bring his demise before my son's return. There will be no disease, pestilence, or inequality. People will answer my call to holiness with enthusiasm. My messages to you will be upheld as valid teachings on the path of holiness. Conflict and compromise will be stricken from hearts." And again, on August 4th of the same year, 98, she told us a little more about the New Jerusalem. She said, "My daughter, regard my Immaculate Heart, which is a reflection of the New Jerusalem. This is how the heart of my mission amongst you must be. You must grow in holiness, each one, like the proverbial mustard seed or measure of yeast, so that your spirituality pervades even the air around you. True peace and joy emanate from a heart given over completely to holy love, like rays from the sun. In the kingdom to come, this is how it will be. Holiness will be esteemed, not pushed aside and mocked. Each one will pursue the path of light with vigor and enthusiasm. Today you must overcome great odds to make my message known. If you surrender unconditionally to my call, you will have joy and peace in the midst of darkness around you. Overcome, I said great gods. Maybe it's the small g and it's the gods of the world. Okay, so we can see what the great and beautiful life we're aiming at by being able to live a life of personal holiness. And Blessed Mother has made it abundantly clear. I think I found the word holiness 121 times just in some of the messages. And she started way back, and this is just since 96. In 96, she told us, I come seeking your perfection in holiness right now in the present moment. It is necessary that my children do not allow their hearts to be flooded with thoughts of the future. The future they foresee may never come. I come not to frighten or to confuse, but to ask that all my children pursue personal sanctity through the Holy Love message. It is true, too many have fallen from this path of life and that evil rules many hearts. But I come to you with the promise of my victory. I will crush the head of the serpent with the Holy Love in your hearts. And then again on August 29th of 96, she said, I come to you asking you to continue to persevere in perfecting yourselves in holy love. For it is through your personal holiness my victory will come. It is here in the field of the United Hearts that certain ones will be made to realize the proper path to follow and the course that I am leading souls. Dear children, direct souls into the path and the flame of holy love, which is the means of salvation given to the world. For it is through holy love salvation can be obtained. And once again, to reiterate, holy love, every time we use it, means love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself, which, of course, is exactly what we have to do in order to achieve personal holiness. Don, do you have something you'd like to share with us about what Blessed Mother's given us on holiness?
Yes, Judy, in regard to the Holy Love message and holiness, Holy Love is also Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. And if we can envision a small heart within or encapsulated within a larger heart, this is actually what's called the United Hearts, the Immaculate Heart or the Heart of Our Lady, totally encapsulated within divine love. So that's Holy Love within divine love. And you talked earlier, Judy, about how things were going to be in the New Jerusalem. Our Lady had, I think it was a message from September 26th of 96, that Our Lady had came to visit and appeared to Maureen, and she said, she had many little hearts under her mantle. She said, peace, my angel. I come to lead you deeper into the mystery of the United Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Once again, that's holy love and divine love. Love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. You see these hearts which are covered under my mantle of protection. These are the ones devoted to and who promote devotion to our United Hearts. In this devotion, I lead souls to see that our hearts are never separated but always joined spiritually. Our hearts will not reign in a new era of peace side by side, but united as one. My son's heart always holds supremacy over my Immaculate Heart. But in depicting our hearts as united, he shows the world that divine love is only approachable through holy love. Living in the divine will is attainable by living in holy love. Therefore, it is mankind's just holy love that unites him completely to God. The greater his commitment to holiness in this way, the deeper his union is with God. Hearts that pursue this union are under my mantle of protection. My mantle always remains around each one until he fails in love. In sin, my mantle is rent, and the soul must, by his efforts in love, cover himself with it again. Especially protected are those who promote the union of our United Hearts.
So our union with Jesus and Mary and their United Hearts takes us to the divine will. Well, we can't fail in personal holiness if we follow that path.
It's quite a simple message, Judy, but it's so hard to live. Our Lady indicates that by living in every present moment in love, That's how we're going to be judged. And the only thing that we take with us when we leave this earth is the love in our hearts.
That's right. And we get to keep it.
Yep.
The reward. That's wonderful. The self, our own will is what really determines what, if we're going to be able to do that. And they have reiterated that, Jesus and Mary, often to us. Back in April 3rd of 97, Blessed Mother said, each time I come to you, I come to bring you closer to God. These days especially, when evil holds sway over so many hearts, you need to make an effort to be holy. God cannot give you holiness, just as he cannot give you salvation. You, my dear, dear children, must freely choose it. Open your hearts then and see that I have laid the way clear for you through holy love. Every effort in holy love is an effort towards deeper holiness and brings you closer to my Jesus. And then shortly thereafter, Jesus said, I come to you not to command your holiness, but to invite you to say yes to holiness. So, and of course, they've reiterated that thought to us many times. It's our free will. We're the ones who decide what it is we're going to be able to do with our mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. What else would you like to share with us about this topic, Ben?
Our Lady's gone into much length in regard to explaining holy love as opposed to self-love. I'm going to read the self-love part. Maureen's going to read the holy love part. Honey, scoot over this way a little bit so you can read here with me. There's about 10 for each. The self-love is, once again, always what we want. Holy love is the path that Jesus wants us to take in love. So I'll say the self-love side, Maureen, and you say the holy love side.
Okay.
Self-love is motivated towards self-advantage in thought, word, and deed.
Holy love is motivated in every thought, word, and action by love of God and neighbor as self.
Self-love sees only others' faults, not his own, considers himself on the right path, perhaps even humble and virtuous.
Holy love sees itself full of imperfections, is always seeking to be perfected through love, considers everyone more humble and holy than himself.
Self-love holds a checklist in his heart of every wrong ever perpetuated against him.
Holy love imitates divine mercy as best he can and is compassionate and forgiving.
Self-love is quick to anger and stands vigil over his own rights, making certain they are not transgressed.
Holy love is patient, takes note of others' needs and concerns.
Self-love hangs on to his own opinions, refusing to surrender to another viewpoint.
Holy love offers his own opinions, but listens to others and lends them equal merit with his own.
Self-love takes pride in his own achievements, may even take pride in his spiritual progress.
Holy love realizes all things proceed from God, that without God he is capable of no good thing. All good comes from grace.
Self-love sees himself and the world as a be-all, end-all. His only pleasure is thus achieved through the world.
Holy love takes joy in storing up heavenly treasure, in growing closer to God and deeper in holiness, knows the difference between earthly pleasures and spiritual joy.
Self-love uses the goods of the world to satisfy self.
Holy love uses the goods of the world to satisfy his quest for holiness.
Self-love objects to every cross and sees trials as a curse, resents others' good fortune.
Holy love surrenders to the cross through love as Jesus did. He sees crosses as a grace to be used to convert others.
Self-love prays only for himself and his own needs.
Holy love prays for all in need.
And finally, the last one here that Our Lady had given to you. Self-love cannot accept God's will and becomes bitter over trials.
Holy love accepts God's will with a loving heart, even when difficult.
Well, that's a bunch.
Certainly is. Although we can actually each look at each of our things we do all day and find a place on the list and say, uh-oh, mm-hmm. I'm on the left side, oh no.
As you speak about a checklist, part of the missionary servants, Our Lady indicated for us to put a little handbook together, and Judy did a magnificent job on this. And there's a nightly examination of conscience that that she's asked for us to go through each night. We have time to talk about that, Judy?
Yes, we do.
Judy, would you read this?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Did I return love for love, God's love for me, back to Him? Did I find fault with anyone in thought or word when it was not my duty to do so? Did I transgress another's rights according to any of the commandments? Have I tried to be an example of holy love and holy humility in my daily life? Have I allowed holy love and humility to lead me deeper into the virtues, simplicity, prudence, patience, fortitude, perseverance? Am I living the message only on my lips for others to see superficially, or do I have the message in my heart, thus having a private relationship with Jesus through Mary? Did I use the world, people, places, and things to promote the message of holy love? Have I allowed the element of time to manipulate me, or do I use time wisely for the glory of God? If I am Catholic, do I know the church laws and obey them? Am I faithful to my state of life? If I am Catholic, did I make good use of the sacraments? Did I accept and embrace the crosses in my life as part of God's will for me, or do I rebel against the cross, thus losing grace for souls? If I receive special graces in any form, did I broadcast it to others unnecessarily, or do I realize I am undeserving and thank God for it? That's quite a list, but a simple list to use each evening. Actually, there was a little more that they had said to us about holiness that was right around that same period of time when they were instructing us on that, April 29th of 98. Jesus said, the path of holiness, the path of holy love, can only be followed through self-abasement. By forgetting self and how all things affect self, the soul can love me, come to me, abide in me. It is so that I am able to lead and guide each soul deep into my mother's heart, then into my own heart. Think about me and my needs instead of your own. When you forget about yourself, you are able to trust me. When you focus on your own problems, you call them back into your heart instead of surrendering them to me. Loving me makes you strong. Loving yourself makes you weak. Respect yourself as God's creation, but focus on me. I will take care of you. I will lead you. I will not forsake you. You can trust me. When a soul is thus able to die to self, he is in my embrace. When his life is Christ-centered, he has joy and peace. Thus will you find weaknesses and faults vanish. Jesus really knows how to tell us the right stuff well, doesn't he? He gave you a beautiful picture of holiness, Maureen, that had to do with the virtues. Actually, pretty soon we'll have a little booklet with this picture on the front of it. And this is what it was. This is March 24th of this year. Jesus showed Maureen a big staircase in a vision. It reached up to the sky. He comes and he says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to discuss the stairway with you. It is indeed the stairway of holiness that leads to heaven. Each step represents a virtue. The mortar between the bricks, it's made of bricks, represents holy love, as love binds all virtues together. You will notice that the first step is very great compared to the others. It can only be mounted with sincere effort and choice of free will. It is humility. None of the other steps, virtues, are attainable without humility of heart. The soul needs to really submit to that step. It is not mounted through false pretense. Look at the railing alongside the steps. This is what the soul clings to in order to stay on the staircase. Do you understand what it represents? It is simplicity. Through simplicity, the soul keeps its focus on God in the present moment. See the angels I have given you to help you climb. There are angels alongside the stairs. Do not be afraid of falling. Once you begin, the angels will assist you. The door at the top of the stairs is the doorway to my heart, the door of divine love. So once again, Jesus has painted a beautiful picture. This year in particular, he's been extremely poetic in what he's been telling us. There, I think I'll just like to close with one thing that Jesus said on May 17th of 98. He said, "Understand that a person may have great intellectual powers, physical beauty, power, and esteem in the world, but I see only the holy love in the heart. The soul is capable of great holiness and sanctification if he is willing to be purified by this means." And so we have a beautiful pathway to follow in order to become holy on a daily basis, the struggle present moment by present moment, as they have told us frequently.
Judy, what about the other 150-some messages on holiness? Sorry. We're going to have to pick this up again.
Or perhaps we'll have to publish a book. We encourage our readers to, our listeners to be able to call us or write to us or stop by the center and see what publications we have with all of these beautiful messages from Jesus and Mary. We will have more to come so that you'll have a chance to be able to study these on your own. We just can't do it justice in a short period that we have here. And once again, we invite you to pray with us, stay with us here on the radio program. We'll be saying the United Hearts Chaplet and the Rosary. And we would like to thank all those who joined in praying with us against abortion in yesterday on Labor Day. And thank you, Blessed Mother and Jesus. We're very pleased with the efforts. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week.